Good morning, Larry. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a lot for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Tim.
Great to have you here, buddy.
All right, I got a question. I got an outdoor furnace oil tank, and I need to preserve it.
Okay.
What is the best type of paint for something like that?
Well, there. That's. What do you think about that, Steve? There's
wow.
a good question.
Yeah.
So it's a metal tank. So will your stuff work on metal?
Well, you know, if it's steel, I mean, we like to do aluminum houses, but these old steel tanks that are rusty, you know, the rust is coming back through them. They're real hard to put a 20-year warranty on.
Okay.
Mother Nature is going to beat you most of the time when that rust has already started coming through. I think it would probably be too labor intensive to try to sand that tank down. Now, if the homeowner wanted to sand it down and then somebody come in and coat it after that, that might be time
okay.
productive, you know.
Well, Larry, here's one thing that I would consider. Here's one thing I've had great success with. For example, I've actually written about this a few years back. When I was building, you know, we would have to paint the I-beams that would come out to the job site. Some would come primed, but some wouldn't come primed.
Okay.
And they'd always have a little bit of you know, like a glaze of light rust on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that some of the paint companies had these special metal primers that had zinc chromate in them. And, you know, that they're two heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
And those paints that had that in it had this incredible ability to really bond well to, you know, lightly rusted metal.
Right.
Now, it wouldn't work too well on heavily rusted metal. So what is this tank in?
It's pretty good condition. There's a few rust areas where the paint's starting to bubble.
Okay, but so you could scrape those off and then take a wire brush and kind of brush away pretty quickly the majority of the rust scale?
Yes.
Okay, great. If you do that, and then if you wash the tank with soap and water, just like you would wash your car.
Okay.
And of course, that's important, too, because if this oil tank's been filled with oil and the guy who was filling it kind of, you know, got a little bit of oil on the outside of the metal, there's no way that paint's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you do that, and then those spots, actually, I would prime the whole thing. I would just take some of this special metal primer, prime it, and then you're either ready for somebody like Steve to come out and do his deal on it, or you're just going to buy some other, you know, top coat paint to put on it.
Yeah, and you know, we would love to come out and do that. And what I was saying, yeah, and what Tim's saying, if you do some of that work yourself, you're going to save a lot of money.
Right.
So I would go ahead and do that. Give us a call, and we'd be happy to come out and take a look at it.
Okay, one quick question. For condensation buildup on the interior of the tank?
Yes.
Would the paint matter either way, one or the other?
Well, I mean, the problem is you're not going to be painting the inside of the tank.
No.
Okay, so I think for you to control condensation on the inside, you need to keep that tank as filled with oil as possible.
Right.
You know, that's the problem. That's the same thing with a lot of people here in town, people who just get cars who let your fuel line in your automobile freeze up one time, and you learn very quickly that when the weather gets cold in our area here, you never let your tank drop below a half a tank.
Right.
You know, gasoline. So, I mean, I learned that many, many years ago. So I don't have condensation built up in my gas tank because I've got it filled with gas.
Okay. And that's right now the tank doesn't have a cover over it, any type of roof. Should I put something over it to keep the sun off, or that really won't matter?
I don't think it's that big of an issue. I mean, there's no doubt that if you had a cover over this tank that you're going to shield it from the sun, which, you know, has a tendency to fry the paint. You know, but there's painted metal. I mean, look at your car. How many cars sit out in the weather?
Right.
You know, without. I mean, it's an aesthetic issue as to how good you want that paint to look.
Okay.
Anything else, Larry?
Oh, that should do it.
Okay, Larry. Thanks so much for calling. Ask the Builder. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Bye.